Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass 2019. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and together with our founder, Sharina Mayani, we have gathered over 30 experts who are going to help you master your time, money, mindset, and energy around money so that you can create an epic life and business. And today, I'm super excited to bring our guest to you because she's going to be talking about packaging and pricing, and she works with entrepreneurs around the globe. Mallory Tadimi, welcome all the way from Miami, and I'll let you introduce yourself since you know yourself best.
Yeah, for sure. I'm Mallory Tadimi, and of course, the first question is, well, what do you do? So I work with coaches, consultants, speakers, entrepreneurs, and I help them package what they do into an online program. So coaching, speaking, consulting, we can work in this space together. So that's what we're going to focus on today. And I know I get to teach a little bit today, which is super exciting, so you guys can walk away with something tangible and action steps to take. So what I'm going to teach you today is how to find your ideal client, how to package and price what you do, and how to put a marketing system in place. So stay tuned, where I'm going to go deep into it.
Awesome. I love it. Let's jump in and not waste any time because we've got people waiting to hear your wisdom.
Yes. All right. So chop, chop, straight to it. I'm like the total type A that's like, let's just do it. Okay. So first of all, you got to be an expert in something, right? I cannot turn you into an expert on something. That has to be within you, your heart, and yourself. But if you have that expertise and you have that special gift, I can help you figure out who you should work with, how you should package what you do, so figure out like what you actually sell, and then how you can get it in front of people. So the first thing we're looking at in this three-step process is who your ideal client is. Second, we're looking at how to package what you do and price it. And third, we're looking at your marketing system. I call this the Clients Online Blueprint. I run a program called Clients Online, and of course, I teach the blueprint. Why not, right? So inside the blueprint, first of all, we're focusing on who your ideal client is, or also called your niche, right? Because if you don't know who you work with, it's really hard to package what you do because you don't know who it's for, right? So first of all, we're figuring out your ideal client. And usually, I'd say like 90% of the time, your ideal client is a former version of yourself. Now, you might be one step ahead of this person, you might be 20 steps ahead of this person, you might be 100 steps ahead of this person. It doesn't really matter, you just have to be one step ahead in order to help them. So usually if you're feeling lost around your ideal client, this realization right here is basically what changes my students' lives when they realize, oh wow, it could be this former version of myself. So once we get that figured out, then we're moving on how to package and price what you do. So step two. So when I teach packaging and pricing, it's more about how we can turn what you do into a tangible thing, like an actual thing, right? So it's really hard, for example, to just sell coaching. Like you can't be like, hey, coaching over here for sale, coaching over here. No one's gonna buy your stuff. Sorry, like they're just not. But what they will buy is a system or a process that will move them from point A to point B, right? Example, my client's online blueprint. It's moving you from not having this online program established to having your online program up, running, and have students in the door, right? Point A, point B. So that's what I help my students figure out. Like, what is your point A? What is your point B? And if you can turn this into a unique mechanism or a system that people can follow, this is that tangible thing that you're actually selling. So you're not just selling coaching, right? You're selling a tangible thing. And then when it comes to pricing, depending on if you're working with somebody one-to-one or depending on whether you're working with them in a group aspect, like a course, your pricing can be very, it could be all over the place, right? But a typical one-to-one package, that might be like a $3,000 package, or it might be a $20,000 package, or hey, it might even be a $50,000 package. Totally just depends on what's inside, right? Same with an online group program. Your group program may be $2,500, it might be $5,000, it might be $8,000, it might be $15,000, right? It might be $20,000. It totally, again, depends on like how high touch, who you have in there, what you're doing, what the objectives are, right? So that's a little insight behind the pricing. And then we move into the marketing part. So how are people finding you, right? You're probably going to want to use some type of paid advertising so you have consistent leads coming in the door. Without that, you're always hustling and having to do all these special things just to get leads. So it's really nice to have that baseline marketing system that's always going for you. And then if you want to speak or you want to start a podcast or you want to blog or whatever you want to do, that literally just ends up becoming something extra. So baseline marketing system. So when you're putting a baseline marketing system into place, it's always going to be some type of paid traffic to a piece of content, which could be a webinar, a PDF, like an online video workshop, so many different options, right? I'm sure you've downloaded them all. So you can have something like that. And from that point on, then you move them into your sales funnel, and your sales funnel could lead them to a phone call. It could lead them to purchase online. It really just depends on what you have set up. So to recap, we need to figure out who our ideal client is. That's our niche, right? And then we're going to develop a program specifically for this person. And that's how you know they will get amazing results, because you've developed it with them in mind. Then we have to figure out our pricing. Then we have to work on putting a marketing system into place so you always have those consistent clients coming in. And then anything else you're out there doing is just a little something extra, and it's a great boost to your revenue, your email list, all kinds of things.
Great, I love it. I do have a question, because this is a question we hear most often, because we're all about money flow, and a lot of newer coaches don't know what to charge. Like, how do you have some tips on how to create within yourself the right value, or how do you pick a price?
Yeah, so I find it's kind of something that if I tell my students the price to charge, a lot of times they have resistance. Oh, I can't do that, right? It's like that internal factor that you're not worth enough, right? So I always say, don't buck the resistance, just go with it. If you think that you're only worth $100, then charge $100. If you think that you're worth $3,000 and your services, not you, but like you think your services are worth $3,000, then charge $3,000. If you think your services are worth $20,000, then charge $20,000. But if I tell you like, hey, straight out the gates, go charge $10,000, and you don't actually believe they're worth $10,000, you're not going to do it. So I'd rather see you charge $100 and build your audience, build your experience to the point where you're like, damn, I need to be charging way more than this. And then you will, right?
So what I'm hearing is, even though, because I know that I've had coaches too who say you need to be charging more, and I'm like that, it actually gets to flow out of your mouth without, because if you're tripping over what you're saying to your potential client, they're never going to pay you because they know that you're not confident in that amount, correct?
Oh, they'll sniff it out from a mile away, for sure. Yeah, because you sound like a fake, a phony, a fraud, like the imposter syndrome. Then that stuff starts kicking in, right?
Right. And people sense that. I love it. And what about the approach? This is what I've heard too, is like, start at a number you're comfortable with, and then after you're used to doing that, then you can bump it up, because you don't necessarily have to charge every single person the same thing in your program, right?
Well, you're allowed to raise your prices.
Right.
You know, like you're allowed to raise your prices. Supply and demand, hey, you know, you can't keep the same price forever. That would be crazy.
I love
your programs change, your marketing changes. Like, there's so many different factors. The level of touch that you're providing, right? It's okay to raise your prices. I mean, if you're in one specific price zone right here, don't give like one person this price, another person a lower price, this person a higher price. Like if you're doing like that, they may talk and you kind of don't want that. But if you're organizing the way where you're sequentially raising your prices, you're going to be fine. And how do you know when to raise your prices? when you start to get pissed off, actually, like when you start to feel like you're not getting paid enough or something, and you start to resent the work that you're doing, it's time to raise your prices. And you'll know that feeling.
I love it. I have one more question, because some people, I know what it means, but some people watching might not know what it means. How much touch, like, can you explain what that is to people who are perhaps new in the business?
Yes. So there's tons of ways to work with people, which is exciting, especially in the online space. So you might have like one-to-one sessions. So like you see my screen right now, we can see Diane's screen. So this might be the style of a one-to-one session you do. So it could be like an hourly Zoom call where you're working on whatever. You could do screen sharing, all different kinds of things, right? So this is extremely high touch. This is one-to-one, we are in the tunnel together, right? If you develop a group program, you might have five people sitting on this call. You're the expert sitting here, you're taking their questions, you're going through things, right? Or you could have 10 people, or you could have even 50 people. Hey, who knows, right? So it's not as high touch because it's not as personal, right? So that's like stuff like this, where we're doing the cameras and whatever. You could also have programs where everything is pre-recorded. So maybe it's not a live presentation, but maybe people are just watching the course videos. And then maybe you offer a Q&A session kind of like this, right? So that's a great group coaching model where you pre-record content and stuff people have to do, but then you go live for the Q&As.
Right. I love it. I'm glad you explained that, because I had never thought about that for a group program. Like, that's brilliant, because you're still providing high value and you can get it to more people without wearing yourself out.
Yeah, no, totally. We do mindset coaching calls like this in a group setting on Zoom. We do Facebook advertising, Instagram advertising calls. We do copywriting calls. We do Thursdays, Ask Mallory Anything. And then we also do sales calls, like sales coaching as well. So you can do the group setting along with the pre-recorded content.
Oh, I love that. You've given us like so many nuggets in like such a short period of time, and I appreciate that. And I know also you have a free gift for our audience as well.
Yes, I'm going to give you a more extended version of this training with more time and more details, so I can go over like other points, other questions you may have. You'll find it to be like way more information, although I know I just shoved it all into this. But there's still more to talk about, different questions you may have, stuff like that. So I'm going to give you the link to that. Will the link show for them?
Yep, you'll see the link below this video in the email and also on the speaker page.
Perfect.
All right, well, thank you so much, Valerie. I so appreciate your time. I took tons of notes. I hope everybody else did too.
Awesome.
I love hosting these events because I get to interact and get my notes firsthand. So thank you for taking the time, Valerie.
Yes, thank you for having me here. It's been a pleasure.
And for all of you watching, thank you for watching us. And please reply on this email and let us know what was the number one takeaway you had from what Mallory shared today. And send it back to us so we can pass it on to Mallory so she knows the impact she's having on an even different audience than the one she already is serving so well. Absolutely. So thank you all, and we will see you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow in your email inbox with two more amazing experts who are going to help you master your time, money, mindset, and energy so that you can create an epic life and business.
Awesome.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.